morning, Power Hour Nation. It is a pleasure to be with you. I'm Daniel Brigman, your honored host. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com are our two websites. 877-817-9829 is our radio show, or the Power Hour, Power Mall number. The radio show number is 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Great broadcast today. We're going to do news quick, big news stories, so we're going to get through those. And then Perrier is going to come on to Bentonite Clay. Now, for you new listeners, you need to know about Bentonite Clay. For you older listeners, we're going to ask Perry to tell us something about clay that we don't know.
I love this stuff.
Oh, it's fantastic. And then Jennifer Marcinelli, Perry will be here for a short visit. And then Jennifer Marcinelli, she's a new guest, and she had burnout in her life and her career, and she found a way to overcome it. And it was a very unique way, through gemstones and the energy of gemstones and using them to use the frequency of them to kind of harmonize her body. I'm kind of getting from talking to her or looking at her stuff. So we'll get into that more and find out all about that. Very, very interesting.
That's great.
Very much looking forward to it. Uncle Kevin's here. Hello. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning to you. It's another great day in America.
Yes, it is. Is your watch still working?
It is. It is. All right. I'm still breathing. The Yanks are still winning. And life is good.
The Yanks? You mean the New York Yankees?
New York Yankees.
Oh,
I know you hate them.
I hate the Yankees. We like Cardinals around here.
We do.
I like Cardinals, Royals, and Atlanta Braves.
Love the Braves.
Okay, let's get to news. Let's get to something much...
Well, that was news for some people. Not many.
Yeah, here's a big... Now, this is a big story. This makes the Yankees pale in comparison. UN officials say the United States is planning a, quote, tactical assault on Iran as Trump sends more troops to the Middle East. Your reaction?
I don't think they're going to attack. I really don't think they're going to attack.
You think they're going to bomb some field like they did in Syria, some random field, let off some old Raytheon missiles?
Missiles, so you can get 33 of them for free.
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
I think this is more serious than what you are letting on there.
Could be.
The tensions...
There's no reason for them to do that. You know, there's just no reason.
Okay, so let me go on to the next story then. Trump says he would certainly go to war with Iran over nuclear weapons, but not right now. What does that mean?
What does that mean? Yeah.
You're going to wait till they have nuclear weapons?
Yeah, woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Obviously, the nuclear minister of Iran says, well, we're going to exceed the agreed limit here pretty soon, later this month, within the month.
Well, I heard they're breaking it. They're breaking the agreement.
That's what he said.
I heard they're going to break the agreement with the world and then have a separate agreement with the United States.
I hope you're right. And if that's true, you know, politics are very rarely
very
what they seem on the surface. And that may be what's...
I heard that six months ago.
I'm certainly not justifying these actions. Because this is very serious. You have Israel on one side who... I mean, they got to be salivating for the opportunity to bomb Iran.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's a story later in the news.
It won't be, if that happens, it's not going to be a cakewalk like Iraq. It ain't going to be like Iraq.
No.
They got weapons.
Iranians are armed to the teeth.
They
haven't been in a fight in a long time, and there's a reason.
They got those Russian missiles that go Mach 3, I think, or something like that. Nobody can shoot them down.
Many analysts think they have sleeper cells all throughout America, which I would probably tend to agree with them.
I think so.
Well, I mean, anybody can walk up straight up the border. I mean,
you don't even need any papers.
I mean, you can have Ebola and walk into Texas, so why couldn't Iranians
be here already?
You know, and then just wait. If there's a war, then we're ready for war.
That's right. Exactly.
Isn't that what we do with our CIA people? Why wouldn't they do the same thing?
The Trojan horse.
Why wouldn't they do that after we've threatened them and the Jews have threatened
them
for years?
Yeah. Old tactics.
Jerusalem Post. Now... This is from Michael Snyder. I'm going to start reading the article, and then I'll read the title. I write this article with a heavy heart. In recent weeks, I've come to the conclusion there's probably would not be a war with Iran, but now I have to admit that I was wrong. U.S. officials were very quick to blame Iran for the attack on the two tankers, and Trump's advisors have reportedly been pushing him very hard to strike Iran. The title of the article is Jerusalem Post, U.S. bombing of Iran, quote, will be massive, but will be limited to a specific target.
Abandoned airfield, maybe?
Let's hope so. Let's hope there's a wink, wink, nod, nod agreement between Iran and America.
Mm-hmm.
The Jerusalem Post is reporting that this is a done deal, that this is happening, that American officials are going over there. Trump has sent 1,000 more troops over there, that this is happening. There will be a strike on Iran.
Okay.
That doesn't concern you.
Depends on what they strike.
It concerns me. I don't care what they strike. It concerns me because it's just such, I mean, this is such a.
You know, 6 months ago, they said the word was Iran is going to break the deal, and they broke it. That was 6 months ago, and they were going to make a new deal with Trump. So it hasn't got that far yet.
Okay,
giving it time to reach the second part of the deal.
Well, maybe that's true. Let me read the second part of this article. If this happens, meaning this bombing,
I don't like any kind of bombing.
Iran is home to more than 81 million people. It is armed to the teeth and is the global central hub for Shia Islam. If you know Shia Islam, they basically want to take over the world through Islam, kill all the infidels.
That's right.
You convert or die.
Exactly.
It would be the biggest war the United States has fought since World War II, and the Iranians would fight to the death, and they would overthrow everything that they had. They would throw everything they have at us. That would include unleashing all Iranian and Hezbollah operatives in North America to conduct widespread terror operations. I'm not trying to alarm you, ladies and gentlemen, but in your communities, in your cities, if there's a little, a townhouse full of Iranians or, people look Iranian, maybe just watch them a little bit. Mm-hmm. If this bombing occurs, maybe just observe.
Keep your eyes open.
Just keep your eyes open.
That's all.
I'm not trying to create hysteria or anything.
And be prepared, just like the Boy Scouts.
Fortunately, events are beginning to spin out of control very rapidly now.
Anybody looks at that oil tanker, that's not an attack.
Okay, but
anybody.
But okay, so then what is it?
It's a false flag.
Wars are started with false flags.
Of course, of course.
World War II was started with false flag.
It's a pretty pathetic false flag.
Well, they're sending 1,000 more troops, and Israel says they are bombing. They are bombing, not they thinking about
Israel
it.
Israel says
are
a lot
bombing.
Of things.
They said they would know. I mean, they get all our cell phone communications. you don't have, of all the people who would know, they know better than we do.
Yeah, exactly.
They know before we do. Here's a flashback story.
Let's cancel that thought.
Let's cancel it.
Cancel that attack. We're canceling that attack.
Yeah, forget about it. Nothing to see here.
No, that's right.
This is not the droid.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
That's right.
There you go. Rothschilds want Iran's bank. This is a flashback story.
Well, if they want it, they'll get it.
Well, right. They can bomb them into a third world, bomb them and then take them over. The banking industry doesn't care if wars or people die.
They want wars.
What are the three countries that are not controlled by Rothschild influence? Let's just say influence banks.
Iran.
Bingo. Star for you.
North Korea.
Bingo. The two stars. Can you get the trifecta? Where's the recent sanctions? A good guess, but where's the recent sanctions?
Don't.
By the Trump administration. Don't want people to travel there anymore.
Venezuela.
China. Or not China, sorry, Cuba.
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 Okay.
Isn't that just special that those are the three that are just have regimes and are just.
That's right.
Very interesting. This is a story out of Sweden. I'm getting to the point where, you can call me whatever you want. I don't care what you call me. I am not going to sit here and let a whole segment of our society, the educational system, politicize, sexualize, and really abuse our children. I'm not going to do this. This story is, I think, more important. It's not as isolated as we may think. And this shows a little bit about what's going on behind this whole agenda. Swedish gay pride boss, foreign ministry official, allegedly groomed teenage boy. Now, let me tell you the story. Sweden had basically a sting operation where they created a fictitious account of a 14-year-old boy and kind of put feelers out there for, use your imagination.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. They hit on 100 leads of people that were latching onto this account. Among
that
them,
could possibly want their wares.
Among them was the gay pride head of Sweden and a foreign ministry official, a government official.
Okay.
Were both one of the ones caught up in this thing. And there's another story. I don't know if we'll get to it today or not, but I'll mention it now. This idea that the LGBT community has rights, and I'm going to talk constitutionally. There's a reason why lawyers constitutionally, lawfully, cannot hold public office. Do you know what that reason is?
Yes, against the Constitution.
Why? In what way?
Because you are royalty.
Close. Titles of nobility.
Right.
There shall be no titles of nobility in America, and they certainly cannot hold office. Lawyers, attorneys, they have a certain right.
Esquire,
that's right. They can do certain things that you can't. Go behind the bar, they can go to court. You know, you can't do that. You can't go help your friend if he's in court and go help defend him and go unless you're a licensed attorney. Therefore, they have rights that you don't. That is a title of nobility.
That's right.
They have a noble title to do something that you can't. Okay? It is against the law that an attorney in 1776, John Adams was attorney, right?
Like just about all of them.
No, not even close. But several of them were. That wasn't the case then. An attorney back then is not an attorney it turned into with the bar. So right now, under the Constitution level, an attorney cannot be a senator or a congressman. Maybe on, state level or
in
local
the corporate
level.
Corporate world it can.
Right.
But not in our du jour world.
Well, not by law. That's the law.
Right.
So why do I bring this up? Okay. The Supreme Court is looking at cases, the cake baking, whatever, to secure, and the words are being used, LGBT rights. So now it's almost they're becoming it's a title of nobility almost, that this group has different rights than, a white straight male. Or they have different rights. So this you see where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
And it's against the law, it's unconstitutional, but this group is becoming a protected class.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an agenda behind this, and we're seeing this now with NAMBLA. Age has no, or love has no age.
Right. That sweet little commercial they put out.
Yeah. I mean, it's not my imagination. This is the agenda. And you're seeing the heads of these big groups in Sweden. That happens in America too, believe me.
Right.
We hear about it because it's a foreign country. In Sweden, they hear about the American.
Yeah.
But I can't read Swedish. So we gotta go to the Swedish stories. You get my point.
Yep.
This is becoming institutionally protected and proliferated and agendized.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous.
Yep.
I think people should do what they want to do with their life, and I'm all for that, within, obviously, if they're not hurting anybody. But to propagandize, to agendize, this is wrong, and this show and what we're doing and everything that I can do, we're going to stand against it.
Me too. I'm with you. 100%.
Dominican Republic. Have you been hearing the stories about Dominican Republic? These people getting sick?
Now, is that the ones that are dying?
All kind. I mean, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
I don't know if the water, if the people, maybe the people in Dominican Republic are used to the water. And so they're not, it's like Mexico. When you go to Mexico, don't drink the water, drink, soda or whatever.
Well, some sort of revenge down there.
I don't know. But there was a Jimmy Buffett fan excursion, 54, half of them, 54 of them got pretty ill, real ill. And then a senior trip to Dominican Republic descends into disaster after group falls ill. I mean, American groups are going down there. They're going in the pool water, salmonella. I mean, I don't know what's going on down
there. Me neither.
But you may want to reconsider a trip to the Dominican Republic.
I wouldn't go down there, not right now. At least five or six people have died already down there.
Yeah, Supreme Court justice has split along unexpected lines in three cases. We mentioned some of those cases yesterday. This one, we don't have time today, but hopefully in another time I'll get this. There was, you can't try somebody for double jeopardy. You can't try somebody for the same thing twice, right?
Yeah.
And by the Fifth Amendment.
Right.
Okay, well, the court just ruled that you can. Dual sovereignty upheld. Meaning, so if the federal government charges you with stealing, then the state government can charge you with stealing. So if you get acquitted or you get pardoned to the federal.
You're violating their civil rights. You're talking about that.
You get the I'm just saying, you know, the federal government charges you with stealing.
They've been doing that for years.
Right, but the court, the Supreme Court now has affirmed, upheld that that's so saying there's a dual sovereignty. There's two this is very interesting on many levels because next time we have Kelby on, we'll talk about this with him. Dual sovereignty. They're acknowledging dual sovereignty. The sovereignty of the states and the sovereignty of the federal government. Those are two different jurisdictions.
Right.
Very interesting. Not under the whole Constitution. I mean, it's ludicrous. Our, you know, as a Constitution made for the people for the Constitution, or for the government. Anyway, so we'll talk about that when Kelby comes on. Make sure you remind me. That's okay. Very important. Supreme Court makes major ruling regarding Christian Bakers. This, which is a, it's not major. They're not making a major decision. That's the problem. But they, the Sweet Cakes by Melissa. They reversed the court decision where she had to pay $135,000, put it back to the states. They are not making a determination.
No, it's just,
this is not a major decision.
Make it final and clear.
Yes, yes. This is good news for you, this story. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about this. Your watch just gained another second.
Oh, okay.
Out of the Washington Post, Trump vows removal of millions of illegal aliens starting next week. He's going to round
awesome.
Them up. Well, he's going to round them up.
He told me, called me. Personally, the other day, I said, "Don't worry, Kev. Keep talking good about me."
Well, I talk.
I'll make you proud.
I talk good about him when he does good
things. You do. You know,
when he does good things, I talk good about him.
You're not very hard on him, you know.
When he does bad things, I talk bad about him. California governor says Republican Party is heading into the waste bin of history. You know. There's not many more things politically that would make me happier because I hate the Republican Party.
Yeah,
despite the emails I get, ladies and gentlemen, I can't stand their Republican
Party. Yeah, exactly.
Party.
We are not. We're conservatives. We're not.
But if the only choice is the Republican Party is gone and then the Democrats take over, that's not a good situation.
It's not a good situation.
Gavin Newsom is the California governor. And in the interview, he says, America in 2019 is California in the 1990s, basically saying that in the 1990s, early 90s, mid-90s, the Republican Party made moves against immigration and what have you in California, and then got buried in the Republicans, can't even get elected hardly anymore. The xenophobia, the nativism. What's nativism?
Who knows?
Isn't everybody native?
Yeah.
Aren't you
Everybody has a tribe.
Shouldn't you be biased towards your native environment?
Yes.
You would think. The fear of the other. Fear of the other? What does that mean? You have a fear that millions of foreigners invade your country and take your welfare and resources? Is that fear?
Yes.
So is that fear?
Yeah.
Is that fear or concern, or is that a valid concern?
That's a valid concern.
Scapegoating, talking down or past people. See, this is transference. That's what the Democrats do all the time.
All the time.
You can't make a decision about vaccines. Talk about California.
Mm-hmm.
That he signed, this moron signed.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to lecture us, give us a lecture about societal norms and what have you. He wants to lecture us about, you can't make a decision about vaccines. We'll make one for you. That's not talking down to people, Gavin.
Yeah, you can live on our sidewalks, but we got to vaccinate you.
Yeah, that's fine.
We
have a new typhus vaccine.
Exactly.
We've drummed up just for you. Don't worry.
And that those fleas biting you. Don't worry about that.
Let me continue with this quote from our buddy Gavin here, tongue in cheek. And so we're not going to put up with that. We are going to push back. You mean your agenda? You're going to push with your agenda. You mean the conservative people are now standing up and say, wait a gosh darn minute. Hold on a second. You're going to force me to line up and get a vaccine. You're going to allow full-born babies to be killed. Wait a minute.
Yeah, back up.
So you're going to push back on that, Gavin. School officials complain as Trump's migration reforms redirect funds to American children. So... Trump's call and push for, hey, we're going to send immigrants home, illegal immigrants
home. He said that about, 3 weeks ago?
Right.
Don't get too settled.
Don't get too comfortable.
Don't get too comfortable because you're leaving soon.
Yeah, don't buy, Rick.
Very good. I like that.
Yeah, he said that, are these schools where they have education for immigrants, you know, come and teach them English and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not going to class anymore.
Right.
Because they're scared that they're going to get a letter from ICE instead of a degree.
I'm sure they know where every one of them is.
Moon Rock Publishing, does that mean anything to you?
Sounds familiar.
Yes, James Fetzer. That's who published his book.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody Died at Sandy
Hook. We love James.
The publisher is not going to
publish
that book anymore. And we're trying to get James on to get an update on this and see what's going on. And, you know, I don't know what the truth is about Sandy Hook, but here's what I know. There's a lot of questions.
Lots of questions. And from what I did a little bit of research into it, that school wasn't even open.
Well, that there's certainly evidence that suggests that.
Yeah, it wasn't even open.
I don't
it
know
was
what
flooded.
I don't know what the truth
and
is.
And the pictures, the ceilings were.
Well, that could be fake too. This could all be fake. I don't know. This is.
But a week after it, they just bulldozed the school.
We're having a police expert, or I don't know if that's the right word, but a spokesman, kind of the state of police, how to deal with police. I'm really excited to have him on.
Oh, good.
We're going to bring up this story. Here's a flashback story. American cops now steal more property than all U.S. burglars combined.
Yeah.
Civil asset forfeiture and the like. So we'll
and
ask
a like.
About that.
Yeah. If you...
Facebook launches a new cryptocurrency called Libra. That's just what I want, is Facebook owning all my data.
Yeah.
Trump announces new U.S.-China trade talks ahead of his G20 meeting with Xi. In Japan, there was a magnitude 6.5 earthquake right off the coast of Japan.
I heard that. Yep.
They're saying there might be up to a 1 meter tsunami coming on. 1 meter, that's 3 foot.
That's 3 foot.
I mean, it's not nothing.
It could be very destructive.
Depends on how flat. I mean, depends on a lot.
Well, they got those retaining walls in Japan a lot, so that might cut a lot of it down.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Echoes of Jaws as Cape Cod learns to live with the rise of great white shark. Well, their seals are coming in Cape Cod. There's a bunch of seals. They've decided to take up residence in
Cape
it's kind of like illegal. You know, I wonder if the people of Cape Cod like that these seals are coming
in.
I wonder if they like their flooding.
Yeah, a million of them.
So what follows seals? Sharks.
Oh, sharks.
Great white sharks.
I thought you were saying, forget about it.
Yeah. Be careful what you eat. Toxic fluorinated chemicals found in supermarket food, beef, pork, chicken, milk, bread, eggs, and green beans.
And gum.
Well, I don't. She's gum. Are you kidding me? Almost all of them got aspartame.
Aspartame in it. Yeah.
Resveratrol helps colitis, wild lettuce, sleep aid, and pain relief.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thepowermall.com is where all the great products that we have for you, ladies and gentlemen. That we have specials, 877-817-9829. One of those is the bentonite clay, and we're talking to Perry A. here now. So, Perry, welcome to the Power Hour. Welcome back, I should say.
Thank you, Daniel. Always enjoy coming back. You have the greatest listeners on the planet.
I hope that you enjoy it, and our listeners love you. So, and I love talking to you, and I get such a kick out of you. So thank you so much for coming on. We have a lot of new listeners. We're at a new time, a new network and what have you. Give us a little, Reader's Digest version. What in the world is bentonite clay, and why should people even care?
Well, bentonite clay was created by God. It's volcanic ash. It was burnt out core of a volcano that went into ash. It fell in an inland sea or a river or a lake or a saltwater sea, and you have sodium bentonite and calcium bentonite. And the volcanic ash is charged with a very strong negative charge, and that's the strongness of this. This is why it's such a good detox product. It's like a strong magnet, and the bad things in your body are the positive stuff, and it just pulls it to it. It captures it inside, and it carries it out of the body. It doesn't kill anything. It captures it. But when you drink the clay, it goes in the mouth and it goes out south, but it's like a Pac-Man gobbling up the bad stuff on the way out. The other thing it does is it balances. It wants to balance your pH. It wants to balance your body. A balanced body can heal itself. It also stimulates. You get energy from it. It cleanses the blood. Even though it doesn't go in the bloodstream, through enzymatic action with the body, it can help with anemia and build red blood cells. And another strong point is its alkalinity factor. Most of us are awful over acid this day and time. The stress builds acidity. Cancer loves the acidic environment. So it's going to balance your pH. This particular clay has a 9.7 pH, but again, it's about balance. I've taken it for 20 years, and my pH always stays right there in the perfect zone. It doesn't over-alkalize me or under-alkalize me. It really helps with that, and that leads to a whole lot of your digestional issues, your acid reflux, the ulcerative colon, the candida, things like that. It really, really helps with.
You mentioned the word enzymatic action and blood supply. Explain that a little bit.
Well, the body has enzymes that couple with the clay, and together they become co-creators. It's a catalyst, so to speak. You know, it's a catalytic action. And together they can build red blood cells, where individually they can't. And the unique part about it is the clay is never goes through the colon wall into the bloodstream, and yet these enzymes in your digestive tract can take what it needs to build the enzymes that will stop anemia and build red blood cells.
Mm.
And they have, there's an article about enriching your blood that has pictures. In 6 weeks, they took pictures of the blood cells, and first they were all jumbled together and had a bunch of debris in the background, which they said was trash in the blood. And in 6 weeks, here are these beautiful cells all by themselves with this dark circle around them, not bumping into each other, but healthy blood cells. And there are a lot of naturopathic doctors who use this with people who have anemia or suffering from anemia.
And this study was just from taking clay, taking how much every day or whatever? Explain that.
Yeah, drinking the clay 2 ounces 3 times a day for a period of 6 weeks. That's going to detox you inside. It's going to balance your pH and your acidity. Plus, you get this, as a catalyst, you get this enzymatic action. And you also get energy from the clay. When it cleans the toxins out of the way and gets the trash out of the way, the body can absorb good nutrients. It doesn't interfere with your supplements. It may interfere with medicine. We say if you're taking a prescription medicine, call your pharmacy and ask how long it takes for your body to absorb it. Once it's absorbed into the body, you can take your clay then. It doesn't matter when you take it. You just get it in you and on you, and it'll find a way to work. And that's just half the problem. We're just talking about the inside.
Ladies and gentlemen, obviously this is not, I hope you know, this is not medical advice. Perrier's not giving you medical advice. It's her experience and her many years dealing with this stuff and testimonials and what have you. This is what's happened. It may or may not happen for you that way, but look, thousands and thousands of listeners have reported very similar results, even greater, even more amazing. So we're not even telling some of the extraordinary things, almost unbelievable things that have happened with clay. So if you want medical advice, please see your doctor, what have you, and consult if you're going to mix, certainly, with other things that you're taking. That's important. We want to get that away. We want to be clear with people on that. Having said that, getting back to nature, getting back to clay, by the week and month, I find different uses for it. My wife is always doing different things with it. I am amazed by the product. I really stunned by how many things clay really does. Talk about some of the things that you have seen and of your clients and your patients, or not patients, but clients, what they have said about it.
Well, it detoxes and it cleanses. It'll clean out your refrigerator. It'll deodorize your refrigerator, pull those odors out. It has that very strong ability to pull odors and things.
Kind of like baking soda. So like people,
yes,
some people put,
yes,
baking
put
soda
a little dish in
yeah.
your refrigerator, and it'll smell fresh and sweet. My daughter mixed some liquid clay and put it in the refrigerator and didn't get the lid on tight. She said, my clay started tasting like perfume. And I said, where do you have it? And she said, the refrigerator. And I said, well, leave it on your cabinet. It's not going to spoil. It's typically inert. And like I say, the clay doesn't cure anything. It cleans the body and balances the body so the body can heal itself. It's a pathway to healing just by getting the toxins out of your body. Now, we've talked about how to get the toxins from the inside, but but the toxins on the outside is where you need to take clay baths or foot soaks to pull out the heavy metals, the radiation, things of that nature. And you need to do the foot, the baths, two a week for probably 3 months, using a cup of clay to put it in a blender with and fill it with water, probably 4 or 5 cups of water. Pour it in your bathtub, get in and soak for at least 20 minutes and keep the water stirred up. And you don't need to rinse off. When you dry off, your skin's going to be baby soft. It also exfoliates dead skin cells and seems to help the body repair the tissue and slough off the bad stuff.
Talk a little bit about... with that right there, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but talk a little bit about autistic children have had some success with this. Talk about that.
Well, autistic children respond instantly to a clay bath. It's amazing to watch. The first clay bath, the parents notice they're calmer, they're making more eye contact, and they're more verbal. And I have one parent who had a child with autism, and she said, I'll try anything safe to help my son. And she figured she'd give, and she said, oh, my goodness, the changes have been incredible. A few days after my son's first detox bath, his teacher asked me if I'd given him a speech pill. I'm sure you can imagine my excitement. I personally know the cost of trying to heal a child when you find something that works, and it's just an incredible feeling. So thankful, and it's inexpensive. So it's
a speech pill.
The children become more verbal.
Wow.
I don't know what it is. There's something calming about a clay bath. If you have a migraine headache, get in a clay bath. It opens the pores, relaxes the muscles and lets go of the tension in your body. So here again, it's stimulating the flow of blood. And when we're resisting something, when we have pain, we're resisting and tightening up all the more. So if you have a stiff neck, put a little clay on your neck. It just responds very quickly. The response is noticeable.
I've used clay several times on different type of things. I use it fairly regularly. My family does anyway. Let's put it that way. We have children here. They're always getting into something. I was mowing the grass a few days ago, and, we got a lot of grass here, and I don't know, something flew up on me or what. I have no idea. I got a bite on my arm. I don't know if it was a spider bite. It wasn't just a mosquito bite. It started acting weird. If I touched it, it started to, you know, hurt a little bit. It started to get a little white spot in the middle of it. It wasn't a mosquito bite. I'm thinking spider. I'm thinking, I don't know. Of course, what did I do? I thought of Perry. I got a little bit of clay. I wetted it, made it. I put a Band-Aid over it. The next day, all the pain was gone, and the redness was almost gone. And I'm looking at it right now, and I almost can't even tell, just barely can even tell where the bite was. Didn't do anything except that. It almost instantly started working, and within just a few hours, all the pain was gone. It was amazing.
Absolutely. And this was the time of year where the insects are out, and they love me. And I keep some by the door in the kitchen and the bathroom just so I can grab it. I get a mosquito bite or something, and I put it on immediately. And it sucks the venom out, so it stops the itching. It will draw blood poisoning out. It will draw gangrene out on an open wound. It's safe to put in an open wound since it's inert. It keeps the wound clean, and it pulls out any inflammation or infection in a wound. And that's simply amazing to me. I have a friend that's got her dog snake bit, and she just puts clay. They always bite him on the face. And instead of taking them to the vet, she just dabs clay on it. And at first, they're sensitive, and she has to wait till they're asleep and reach down and put a glob over the bite. And then after about twice, they realize that it's taking the pain away, and they let her put it on there. And in 2 days, the swelling's gone, and they're fine. I mean, pulling snake venom out. So that's how powerful this stuff is.
Now, this is one of those things I always say, you know, oregano, a couple other things. These are, you have to have these in your pantry. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're into natural things, if you're prepared, if you're a Power Hour listener, you've heard all these things. This is one of those things that we recommend. Hey, you need to have clay in your pantry or your cupboard or wherever. You need it in your house. Whether you use it or not, you never know. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I've been drinking clay for 20 years now, and I am 80 years young. I do not have osteoporosis or arthritis. I had to argue with the doctor who said I had it, and I said, no, I don't. And he gave me a blood test, and he said, you're right, you don't have it. So it will keep you from getting the arthritis just by cleaning the joints. I don't know what it does, but I just know that it works. And I was getting it in my thumb. My mother had bad arthritis in her thumb, and I got to where I couldn't open a jar, and my thumb would ache when the weather changed. And that's when I started drinking the clay. And it didn't take very long at all before I realized I wasn't having that anymore. And you can use it. It's so safe. Nobody ever died from taking clay. I don't think you can overdose on it. I wouldn't try. A little bit goes a long way. I have had some people with severe colon issues, and they were threatening to remove her colon and put her on a bag the rest of her life.
Ugh.
And she started drinking on her own, 8 ounces three times a day, and putting a poultice over her stomach. And when they finally did surgery, they only took out 8 inches, and they all wanted to know what she had done to get rid of her Crohn's disease. One doctor said, I know it when I saw it, and you had that constriction, and it's not there now. Your ulcerative colitis is gone, your leaky gut's gone, your polyps are gone. What have you been doing? And she told him, drinking clay. And, of course, one of the doctors said, I don't think I do that anymore. So she didn't listen to him and is still, she really touts, she's a clay disciple. She will tout her stories, and she has, they have a pet sitting business, and she uses it on all the pets for hot spots and itchiness. You know, if the dog starts scratching a lot, give them a clay bath. It's good on any kind of skin irritation or itch. If something hurts, put clay on it. That's my theory.
I keep them hydrated
around all the time.
About drinking clay. So let's say people are listening. You know, I want to try that. What do you recommend? You said 2 ounces.
First, you want a quality clay like you have that's tested for purity, and it's recommended for drinking. And with this clay that you have, it's a triple swelling calcium bentonite, which is rare. And that gives it more surface area for pulling toxins, so it makes it stronger. And when you mix it, you put, I put 4 cups of water in a blender and 1/2 cup of clay and blend it on high and pour it into a quart jar. And I just go by, leave it on my kitchen cabinet. I have a little Dixie cup, and I pour about 2 ounces in there and drink it. Used to do it twice a day. Now I do it, you know, sometimes I just drink 1 ounce because I'm pretty cleaned out and good. And so I just do a little maintenance dose. If you hold it in your mouth, there's no taste. Now, it smells a little earthy, but if you don't breathe it, smell it. Just hold it in your mouth. All you get is cold. When you swallow it, there's that chalkiness from the alkalinity in it. And that goes away in a second. If you want to take a little sip of water afterwards, I wouldn't drink a whole lot of water immediately afterwards because you want it to give it a chance to go down and coat the insides and pick up the trash and carry it out. It's kind of like a Pac-Man or garbage truck, gathering the trash and taking it out.
You also telling, off air, you were telling me something about one of your friends with pets and whatever, not just snake bites, but other things they were doing with the poisons on the lawn. It's that time of year. People are spraying. Talk about that.
Yeah, we're spraying for mosquitoes, for fertilizer stuff, all sorts of bugs and grub worms and what have you. And they always say on the deal, don't put your pets out for a couple of days. Well, this one lady wrote in and she said, I had the lawn treated with chemical pesticide, which is something I never do. Having to go to an appointment, I told my husband, do not let the dogs out. Forgetting he let them outside anyway. About 4 hours later, I returned and saw them and learned they had gone out almost immediately after I left. I was in a panic. I wrote the About Clay forum for advice, and Perry said to put them in clay water, leave them for 20 minutes before rinsing it off, and give them a liquid clay by mouth. I put a cup of dry clay in with 5 cups of water in a blender, poured it into a laundry tub with water, and dipped each of the dogs, let them stand there, kept pouring the clay water over them for 20 minutes before rinsing them off and drying. Each dog also got 6 cc's of liquid clay for 12 pounds of body weight. Not one of the 12 dogs even got slightly sick. And they not only walked, sat, and laid in the newly treated grass, but they played, wrestled, and rolled in it. I'm so grateful I had the clay forum where I could get advice. We do have a free website, bentoniteclayinfo.com, and it has mixing directions for the clay, and I think you have the mixing directions also.
Yes.
And it has testimonials there. It's just a free information site.
Very good.
So if you can't find it, an answer somewhere else, go look there, and there's probably an article about it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
lots of interviews with the Power Hour on there.
Absolutely. The clay is one of the most important things we sell and the most universal applications. Check it out over at the Power Mall. It's on sale. Buy from the good guys. Support us, please. Thank you so much for your purchases there. We have a few minutes left, Perry. And people have been hearing you on the show for a lot of years. You've changed a lot of people's lives and helped them in so many ways. Tell us something that we don't know about clay, or maybe we haven't heard in a long time, or we wouldn't believe.
Well, I've even had people say they use it to clean their sink and to clean a whiteboard that got black marks on it. Of course, we know it's good for cleaning your garage oil stains. They use it to absorb the oil. You can just throw some down and sweep it, and it'll help get those yucky oil stains out of your garage. But more importantly, if something hurts, even your eyes, if you get something in your eye or eye allergies in your eye water, put some of the clay mask on a cotton pad and just hold it over the closed eyelid. And leave it on for 15 minutes, wash it off, and do the other eye. Not only will it clear your tear ducts, and if you have dry eyes, it's going to help with your dry eyes. I am 80 years young. I do not have dry eyes. So I just go to the doctor, and he keeps saying, do you have dry eyes? And I said, no, I don't. My eyes are very moist. So,
why do you keep going to these doctors? Every doctor that you go to, you have to have a fight with them.
I get my eyes checked. I do wear glasses, so I get my eyes checked.
Every time you come on, I hear you're fighting with the doctor again.
Well, I like to irritate them. I'm trying to educate them.
Is it working?
Sometimes it is. They're getting a little bit more broad-minded. There are a lot of veterinarians who use it, a lot of dentists. We didn't talk about periodontal disease, brushing your teeth with clay. It's really good for cleaning your gums and packing your gums at night to keep the food that gets down lodged in your gum that starts wearing on your bone tissues and your teeth. My dentist said the other day when I had them cleaned, she said, you ought to keep your teeth the rest of your life. Your bone density is so good. I totally attribute that to the clay, drinking it and packing my gums with it.
Well, osteoporosis in America is the number one country in the world for osteoporosis. So obviously we're doing something wrong. Although we drink dairy or eat dairy all the time, our bones are having problems. So maybe those milk campaigns are not as true as they seem to be. Milk good for the bones.
They need a little help.
Yeah, they need a lot of help. I'm interested. Let's continue to talk about these doctors a little bit. So as you go to the doctors and you bring up this clay, you got a call there, Perry, or something.
I'm trying to turn my phone off.
It's tricky. There you go. We got about just 2 minutes for people who maybe are going to go to their doctor and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this, or what do you recommend? How would you start that conversation?
Well, it depends on what you're going to the doctor for. I would say I've been taking this calcium bentonite clay, and it's really helped. It's alkaline, it's detoxing, and it's stimulating, and I'm having some success with it. It will also help heal broken bones in half the time. I mean, 4 weeks instead of 6 to 8 weeks. If it's a break where you can get it on there, like you have a splint, maybe you broke your wrist, You can wrap it at night in clay and do this. Some of them will ask about it and say, I'd like to hear more about it. I give them a copy of my book and a little jar of clay. Some of them will come back, and I had one lady who was, she was a speech therapist, and I met her, and she was talking about her daughter's acne, and she had this horrible scarring acne on her face and was getting married, and she got it, and the scars started going away before the wedding. She was so pleased. It's just amazing what it can do. And, you know, when you mention these things, some of them are closed-minded, but more and more of them are open-minded. And you give them the free website, bentoniteclayinfo.com, where they can go and read about it and find out about it. And there are some articles showing scientific research on there, and that's what doctors like. They have to have the proof in scientific language, not in results.
And it also pulls heavy metals from the body, correct?
Absolutely. We can detox from lead poisoning, mercury poisoning, any heavy metal poisoning.
Wow.
Start taking the detox paths. If you can't take a bath, soak your feet daily.
Okay.
I mean, you've got 200,000 pores in your feet.
Thank you, Perry, so much. Jennifer Marcinelli coming up on the other side. God bless you, Perry.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us.